So the Leafs are in New York playing the Rangers tonight. And it's always fun at the Garden, right? It's a great rink and original six battle. And two teams going to the playoffs. We said this earlier that the top eight are pretty much established in the East, where you kind of know where it's going. It's just a matter of jockeying for position. But it's going to be a fun one tonight to tee that up. And to get into our most recent conversation, we're joined now by our good buddy, our TSN hockey analyst. Here's Craig Button joining us on the Maple Toyota Hotline. How you doing, Craig?
I'm good. You guys have all the answers, though, don't you?
We always do. Yeah. Why are you so pissy, Craig?
You know everything, Craig. So you know everything, pal.
Why are you so pissy?
What do you make of that, Steve? How do you see that blowing over in Edmonton?
It'll blow over. It'll blow over just like, you know, when the cold weather comes through and it's minus 45. You know, the days are a little frosty now between Jim and Leon. But, you know, hey, listen, in any type of relationship, there's going to be different points in time where, you know, something boils over. And I think that that's what happened yesterday. And, you know, it just happened to play out publicly. But, you know, they're good people and they're mature. And I think that we can all talk about, hey, it wasn't a great look. But that doesn't mean that, you know, one incident stains them forever. You just find a way to make amends, and I think they both will.
Yeah, Craig, I listen, you and I were on That's Hockey with Gino last night, and you were articulated that basically saying that, you know, I think both of those guys made mistakes. I didn't like how Leon was a bit dismissive, and I understand that. But I didn't like the way that Jim Matheson, you know, used the word pissy and kind of came back at him. And, you know, he'd set him up for a question that you really, you know, couldn't answer. I thought Leon answered it saying, we need to work on everything. If he just would have said, Jim, you know what, to be honest, we need to work on everything right now, and I don't have a specific answer for you, then I think it would have been left alone. So there was enough culpability on both sides. But I wanted to get a little farther. Have you had exchanges in your, you know, tenure as a manager and scout and all that with media members that you've had to sort out?
Not that I can, you know me, I'm a pleasant guy. I'm easy to get along with, right? So what I would say is you're going to have those moments. I never had any, I can't know any public moments. There's a couple of times I remember Gord Miller tells this story all the time. I was the manager in Calgary, and we had drafted a goaltender from Russia. He won two gold medals in 02 and 03. Medvedev was his last name. Andre Medvedev. Well, yeah. I mean, he had some fitness issues on the other side, not about getting stronger, but about losing weight and everything. Anyway, Gord made a comment about that they awarded the gingerbread house to the player of the game. And anyway, Andre Medvedev, and it was the player of the game, and he got the gingerbread house, and Gord made a comment. He says, well, he goes, that might get eaten before Andre gets back to the dressing room. And so it was one of those comments. And I remember, and Gord tells it, he says, oh, God, he goes, I saw you coming, and I could see that you were not coming to say, hi, how are you? And, you know, I just said, hey, come on, like, you know, I know what you're doing. It's kind of funny, but the kid just won player of the game, but you don't have to make an issue. But, you know, it was more about just, and I think that if Jim and Leon, you know, if there was friction between them, it gets ironed out a lot easier face to face and in person than it does over Zoom. And I think that, you know, that was probably a contributing factor as well. And, you know, certainly, you know, you don't want to try to resolve problems or conflict over the phone or by Zoom. And, you know, I think that, you know, you try to do it just in a real amicable way, and you understand and you move on.
We're chatting with Craig Button. So the Leafs are in New York tonight, and Leon Draisaitl, for my money, I got McDavid at number one, best player in the world, and I would have Draisaitl at number two, but I'm curious what your list would look like, Craig, and who's coming for that spot. You know, if we're putting McDavid in his own category, is Draisaitl at two? Is it McKinnon for you? Could Matthews be in that conversation? If so, how close? And if he keeps scoring like this, how does he avoid that conversation?
Well, I think they're all worthy of being discussed. I think they're all in the discussion. And I think the other part of this, too, is we better start thinking about some other guys. And I think Victor Hedman, what he did last night in L.A. and what he's done this entire year, what Cale Makar continues to do, I think they deserve to be in the conversation. I think McDavid, you know, you can draw a line under him, just like we have with other previous players that had the run, you know, at the top with their scoring exploits and their performance. So, but after that, you know, I think all those guys deserve to be in the conversation. And, you know, Jamie, I'm with you on this one. I think Vasilevskiy deserves to be in it too.
Well, I mean, we just had a list last hour with Al's brother, and, you know, he had Aaron Donald on his list as, and certainly a defensive tackle who's so dominant, but it was position specific. So it was almost like saying, yeah, the best goalie in the world in hockey is Vasilevskiy, but McDavid's the best hockey player. So it's, you know, that's something that comes into it where, you know, I think Vasilevsky's the best goaltender on this planet. But, you know, it's hard to quantify. Is he the best hockey player? Is he in a top five of the most impactful hockey players? If you're having that conversation with Matthews and McKinnon and McCarr and Hedman and McDavid, you know, Vasilevskiy has to be in there. Just how much do you value goaltending as opposed to if you value the overall, you know, just game of hockey?
Ask the Edmonton Oilers how much they value goaltending.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You know, yeah. But I think you use a great word, Jamie, and it's impactful. Like, you know, you think about who can impact the game in such a significant way. So, you know, Al's brother talks about Aaron Donald. You know, we know McDavid. We know McCarr, Hedman. You know, one of the things with the women's Olympic tournament coming up, and, you know, Finland has the best boy on the planet in Noora Ratu. And she didn't play in the World Championships because she was running a hockey school. But, you know, we just went through an exercise of just naming the top 25 female players in the world. And I think Noora Ratu is the third best player because of her impact. You know, that's after Poulin and Decker for me, but Brianna Decker of the U.S. But, you know, Noora Ratu, when you use the word impact, I think that those are the types of players it can make a discernible difference to winning and losing, and more on the side of winning than losing.
Craig, the Montreal Canadiens got a new GM, and all people are talking about is who's leaving and who's staying, Carey Price, blah, blah, blah. They're brutal. Like, they're as bad as it gets. Like, is it just call me and ask about a guy because you might get him? Because, I don't know, you got to rebuild. I wouldn't be keeping much, but you still have to feel the team. How do you kind of break that down and decipher what you want to do?
Well, and you have to feel the team, you know, with a salary cap number too, Jess. And, you know, that becomes a factor as well, right? So, you know, to get to a floor, you have to spend some money. I mean, there's no question that there's players in Montreal that would be desirable, especially now. You know, you think of Ben Chiarot, there's no way that he's not moving at the deadline. But other teams interested in Jeff Petrie and his contract? I don't think there's any question you'd be interested in Jeff Petrie, but it's the contract, you know. Then you start to look at other players, you know, what is their contract? What is the impact of their contract on a team's salary cap? So I think that those are some of the challenges that the Montreal Canadiens go through, but they have some players that are desirable, just are the contracts as desirable. I mean, it's easy to say the UFAs like Chiarot are going to be desirable, but at the same time, you're right. You've got to start setting your sights on the future and how you're going to field a team that can be competitive, not the team that's been playing this year, because you're right. I mean, they're at the bottom of the league, you know, in all the years, and I think I've never seen a Montreal Canadiens team this bad, and it's bad.
Yeah, historically bad. This is not a franchise known for being at the bottom of the well, and that's precisely where they are. The other original six team, or one of the other original six teams, going at it in New York against the Leafs tonight, that would be the Rangers. And that's where Jeff Gorton was before he got to Montreal. And we all remember the famous letter they sent out to ticket holders and fans and, you know, give us a break here. We're going to take a step back and reload. And I would say that worked out pretty well. They're in a good spot. Do you consider the Rangers cup contenders, or, like, where are they in terms of this process of building back up?
Well, and you know, one thing I want to add to that, Brian, is that when you look at the Rangers, when they did that, that was only 4 years ago. It was the spring of 2018 that they sent that letter out. So you send out that letter to try to, you know, condition the fans to say, hey, here's what we're at. They had some good players in the system, some younger players that they knew were coming. Obviously, they ended up with some higher draft picks. But when you put it all together, and you start to evaluate, you know, where they're at. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if they're a cup contender yet, because I think that there's still some areas of their team that need to be better. And, you know, when you start to look at that, I mean, not goaltending, Shesterkin, you talked about a heater, you talked about MSG. I mean, this guy is lights out, brilliant on Broadway. But, you know, they have a good team, but, you know, I think when we see a good team perform, they might be at the same stage that the Colorado Avalanche were a couple of years ago. You saw their team, you said they're good. I think they need to go through some of the experiences. Maybe they can come out of them on the other side successfully. I think it's a little bit too early, in my view, to call them a serious Stanley Cup contender, but they're a good team.
Yep, it'll be a fun one tonight. It always is with these two teams. It'll be a blast down there. Enjoy that game, Craig, and the other games on the slate. We'll do this again down the road. Thank you, buddy.
Okay, thank you, guys. Have a great day.
There's Craig Button joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. They take away the fears of buying a pre-owned vehicle by sharing service history, lien history, and accident history. Find out more at MapleToyota.com.